first want to see tomorrow a little bit fighting the Amir, and then we'll come back and learn the Shittas Rambam. As Moshe Mavrich is Raider and Nachman, Tonu Kelim Rakois, Hoydu Vikelim, the Kofa Vikelim, Hoydu Vikakois, the Kofa Vikelim, Potem. This is the Mishnah that says that the din of any fine alkakois is not only when you kofa Vikakois, if you moide Vikakois, you potter also. As the shaila is, l'chayra, the halacha is einish bayin ala karkois. When hoida is in karka, why are you potter? We've seen a little bit here and there, as now we're learning the Mishnah inside. We want to put together the different svaras that we saw. We want to see three mahalchim in what's the reason for the tour when you moide bekarka that you don't make a shmur. As Nahum used to bring from the Birch HaShmuel in Baba Kama, Simen Lamed Beis, that he brings down Rebbe Hubei B'Shem his Rebbe, Reb Chaim. But Reb Chaim said the reason why Hoide B'Karkois, the Kofer B'Kelem, is Potter, is because the din of Einish Bayin Al Karkois is not a din in the Maisa Shvur. It's not a din in the Maisa Shvur. It's a din in the Machayev of Shvur. As Memele, the Haida is a chelik of the Machayev, because you need the Haida for the Machayev. As Kishem, that it's not, it can't be Machayev of Shvur in the Kvira, it can't be Machayev of Shvur in the Haida. The Lashon of Rashi, a little bit Lashma that way, Rashi before says that Kishem she'enish, when the kfir is on karkois, you potter huadin. When the hido is on karkois, you potter. Because that's what his Rebbe, the Bovev, brought from his Rebbe, Reb Chaim. That's the Hezbo of the Rebbe. We find in the Rishonim that there are two other mahalchim. The mahalich of the Pirusha Mishnayis he brought in the Rambam in Kedushin on Daf Chav Bah. The Rambam says because a taina of karkois can be mechayev b'shvua. As the Rambam doesn't say the hoido of karkois patas from shvua, the Rambam says a taina of karkois can be mechayev in a shvua. As what's the pshat that a taina of karkois? As the Hezver of the Rambam is like the Gemara we had on Dalet Amud Aleph, that the Mechayev of Shvua is Taina and Kvira. As over here, it's not the word that there's one Taina on Metaltalin and there's one Taina on Karka. It's one Din Taira, it's one Tain Benitin together, because it's a Shvua of Moedim and Mixas. As a Chelik of the Shvua is the Hidah. As Kivin Chikain, the Taina on the Metaltalim and the Karka go together. When it's two different Tainas, She'elam Shaykhis, he's Taining Karka separately and Metaltalim separately, as it's two different Tainas, it's Meschalit. But when you're using the Karka for a Chelik of the Din Taira, because you need to be a Moedim Mixas to have a Chiyav Shvua, as Kivin Chikain, the Taina on the Karkois is a Chelik of the Mechayim. As Kivin Chikain, a Tainan Karka can't be Mechayev in Shvua. Thus is the other Mahalach. The third Mahalach we saw was in the Rishonim in Ksubas, the beginning of Perek Beis. The Shita brings down from the Rishonim that if the Haidah is on Metaltalim and if the Haidah is on Karka and the Kfir is on Metaltalim, it's like Tanu Chitim Vahaidah Lai B'Sayim. The Haidah and the Taina are on two different inyanim she'ein lam shaychis zu lezu, as it's mechalikit. It's kiilu that there's a kfiras hakol on the metaltalim and haidah legamri on the karka. It's two different dinei tairis, because karka and metaltalim are two different kvatsim. And then it's mechalikit to two. Those are the three hisbeirim that we saw. We mentioned Rebbe Hubei first, because of Nahum, the Basha, that's like, you know, they mentioned it first, but we brought down the Rishonim on Mavur there come other mahalchim to explain this din. Okay. Continue. As that's the din. Zogdik, the Gemara is medayik. Mixes kelim, tiny the kelim, vikarkois, the karka la bashvu. A kelim, vikalim, dumya, the kelim, vikarkois, chayim. Hechi dami. Lav da amalei helik. Vishmamina helik chayim. Beduyik, that kelim, vikalim, dumya, the kelim, the karkois is chayim. Ayitz helik. As what's the tzir of helik? Zok Rashi. Shekelim shahayde aleihem munachim lifneinu ma'amalei helech. The ritva is medayik in Rashi. The lashon of munachim lifneinu is mashma munachim lifneinu in Bezdin. Frag the ritva estira in Rashi. Rashi on Dav Ramel Aleph says helech is even when it's not munachim Bezdin. He says, "Kol makom shehein, harei en shelcha." That's helech. As why does Rashi over here say helech has to be munachim lifneinu in Bezdin? One more time, Rashi says, "Efer lifneinu means be'en," like Rashi on Hey Amid Aleph. But now we see Rashi is not only arguing on Rav Nachum; he's arguing on the Ritva too. Yeah, I know the Ritva obviously understood lifneinu. The Pasha's lashon lifneinu means lifnei bezdin. That's the pashtus of lifnei. Why is Rashi saying lifneinu? Rashi old seilich is even when it's not lifneinu. Azog de beis halevi. Chele gimel simen mem a gishmak of pshat on Rashi. Azog de beis halevi like this. Rashi holds the man diyama of helich potter holds that even when it's not in bezdin, even when I tell you that it's in my house, come take it, it's still potter. But in the mandiyama of Helechayiv, you could have learned, he only argues when it's in the house. But maybe when it's in Bezdin already, maybe everyone's moida that over there you're potter. Like we had a Pnei Yeshua that wanted to say the machloikis is when it's in your house, but when it's in Bezdin, you're handing it over, everyone is moida. As Rashi over here is going in the Mandiyama, we're coming to bring a raya to the Mandiyama Helechayiv. As Rashi's Nokit Lerbusa, the Mandiyama of Helechayiv holds, even if it's Bifneinu in Bezdin, because the Tzir of Karka is Kemoisha Munach Bifneinu in Bezdin Dami. As even if it's Munach Bifneinu in Afilu Achi Helech Eschayiv. As Rashi on Dalet Amud Aleph is going in the Mandiyama Helech Potter, as he's even when it's not in Bezdin, even when it's at home. And Rashi on Dalet Amud Beis is going in the Mandiyama Helech Chayiv, as Rashi says, it's even Chayiv when it's Munach Bifneinu Bezdin. And over here is coming to teach you that if you have a chiyuv shvua misham metaltelim, you make a shvua on karka. Rather, over here you see the din of einish bayin al karka doesn't mean you don't make a shvua on karka. Over here you make a shvua on karka. It means karka can't be mechayiv shvua. But within Gilgul shvua, you could have a shvua on karka. It's not about you can't make a shvua on karka, because Gilgul shvua, you make a shvua on karka. It's a din in the mechayiv. There's no mechayiv from way to be mitzvahs. But Gilgul, you could be magalgal shvua onto karka. The Rambam, when the Rambam brings this din down, the Rambam adds words. He says the reason why you do Gilgul shvua is because hakol taina achas. B'tzarech bir. Why does the Rambam have to say hakol taina achas? Hare the din of Gilgul shvua is even when it's on a different taina, like it's mefurish in the Mishnah in Kedushin and Chavav, and the Gemara over there. If someone's chayish shvua moedim mixas on the $100 you lent me today, I could be megalgal you on a shvua, on a eved, on karka, all different dinei tairas we ever had in a whole lifetime. I could be megalgal you a shvua on different tainas. As why does the Rambam say mishum hakol taina acha? As Zakrib Nochum a Geshmak of Shah, because we already saw before in Dr. Khalid, in the beginning of this subject, that the Rambam Shita is, or Sameach is Medayik, that the Ging of Gilgul Shvua is only when you're Toiveya Gilgul. When you're not Toiveya Gilgul, there is no din of Gilgul Shvua. And the rush we saw is on the Rambam from Hoidos Eden. That was one child of the rush. The other tzir, the rush is, from our tzir over here. In our tzir, it doesn't say he was Teveya Gilgul. The Mishnah's Mashma, even if he's not Teveya Gilgul, you automatically Machayim and Meshmua on the Karka. Why don't you have to be Teveya the Gilgul? Therefore, the Rambam over here says we're talking about Taina Achas. When do you need to be Teveya of Gilgul? When you're coming into a different Din Torah and you want to be Machayim Meshvu on different Dine Torah, as then you have to be Teveya the Gilgul Lehedya. But when there's Karka in this Din Torah, as then you don't need to be Teveya the Gilgul, as that's the Maila of Taina Achas. Yeah. However, there's a big hadgasha. We're not coming to say, as is das vei dine Gilgul. There's Gilgul v'shtei tainas and Gilgul v'taina. Because there's only one pasuk of Gilgul. V'loi zu bilvad. The Gemara over here is, what do you need this for? You have the regular din Gilgul of kol ha'tayra kula. If it's das vei dinim, as was frag the Gemara. What do you mean? The Gemara over here did an earth-shattering chiddush that it's a whole new din Gilgul of Taina Achas. Yeah. Now the word is it's just, it's not a different machayiv. The word is when it's in the same din Torah, the Gilgul happens on its own. You don't need to be Teveya the Gilgul. But it's a different din Torah, you need to be Teveya the Gilgul to make the shir. Abavada, the Yisoid of Gilgul is Achas. Because it's still a chiddush that the Gemara has Pshita, Maikamash, Malon, but it's much more understandable because it's the same Yisoid. Okay. Thus is the Gemara. Okay. Bez Hashem, the Gemara, the Sugya of Halach, to learn Bez Hashem on Yom Rishon. Now we want to go back to Yisoidis de Geinyan, the Rambam we touched on a couple of times. Now we want to put it all together, and it's really going to put the whole sugya together. It's making a chazara on the sugya, the seif hayyam. We had the Gemara es and the shloim dinrim. The Gemara is medayik, shtayim is potter. Frag the Gemara, why is shtayim potter? Must be because it's halach. Araya halach is potter. And the Gemara says no. The Gemara is doicha two times, either because It's ad kan to say that Hagimah. The Rambam in Hilchos Tain V'Nidre brings down the Gemara and says Yepater midin mamin she'eno yachol lechavoy. The Tzarech Beer. First of all, whenever you have a Rambam like this, it's important to be some lay. There's two questions, not one question. Question number one, why did the Rambam bring the time of the Gemara? Question number two, why did the Gemara bring the time of the Rambam? And it's two separate questions. Even after you answer one, you have to answer two. Meaning, if the Rambam holds as a new time, why does he give a new time? Why did he say the time of the Gemara? Why did the Gemara say the time of the Rambam? That's the big shaila on the Rambam. As today, we want to focus in on two mahalik of Dele Rabbi Seinu HaRishayinim Vidas the Rambam. Machlekes Rishayinim had to learn. The Rajva and the Ran say that the pshat in the Rambam is that the Rambam is saying that that's the tour of Heilach. That it's nichlal in the Mahalach of the Gemara Mishum Heilach. No, the Beis Yosef is Masber, but two of Tam Vidas. The Rambam, the Beis Yosef is in Simin Pezayin in Chayshim Mishpat. The Rambam had a big Shiloh. The Rambam on Dalet Amud Aleph learns this Sugya, it's in the beginning of Hilchas Toyin Benin, that Heilach is only when he has the money in his hands in Bezdin. Not only does he have the money in his hands in Bezdin, he handed it over in Bezdin. That's the Tzir of Heilach. As the only tzir of Heilach is not when it's on medis lefraya, it's talking about we mamish handed it over. As I would say, Frank the Rambam, how could you say ishtar is Heilach? I read the Rambam the Shitas, you have to hand it over, and by ishtar you're not handing over the money. Oh, this is the big question. As therefore the Rambam held, in order to make it Heilach, you have to have a tesefis over here. It's Mamin She'enoi Yochol Lichrabai. As being that it's Mamin She'enoi Yochol Lichrabai, as that makes it into a Heilach. That's the Mahalach of the Rashba. The Fizet, the Lechem Mishneh adds, you could say, you still need the Musig that there's a shtar to make it Heilach. Because the idea of Heilach is, it's Ki'ilu, you're holding it. Now the Rambam's saying, when you have a shtar biyoda, when it's Eino Yochol Lichrabai, and the Lechem Mishneh adds, shtar is Ki'ilu, tofis biyoda, we saw such a lashon in the Ramban in Shavuos Daf Lamed Zayin. He brings down when you have a shtar, it's ki'ilu tavis biyada, as that's what makes it into Heilach. That's the Mahalach of the Rashba. The fi zeh, you'll be able to be miyashiv a big shayla that the Magid Mishnah is on the Ramban. The Magid Mishnah is in Ishus Perik Tez Zayin. The Rambam brings down the second Mishnah in Ksuvos. They got married, and then they get divorced. Or the husband dies and the Yerushim are coming to a Din Torah. The men or the man's side is claiming she was an almana, were only mechuyev $100. Ksuvos almana. And the lady's claiming the guy married her a psula, mechuyev $200. Zog the Rambam. The halacha is hamoitzi mechaveroi olav araya. He only pays $100, but he has to make a shvua d'araisa b'din moida b'miksas hatayna. Frekt the Magid Mishnah. Arei the Rambam over here holds mamin sheinu yochol lichvar bay is potter. Over there it's a mamin sheinu yochol lichvar bay. It's a ksuba, it's a mamon sheinu yochol lichvar bay, it's a maisa bezdin. This is the big shaila of the Magid Mishnah on the Rambam. And the emes is, the Yushalmi over there is, you should have a shvuas moide b'miksas. The Mishnah doesn't say it. And the Yushalmi answers, it's a mamon sheinu yochol lichvar bay. That's a mocker to the Rambam of mamon sheinu yochol lichvar bay. Yushalmi says it in Ksuva, and the Rambam doesn't. What's the pshat in the Rambam? A Zakrib Chaim in Sefer in Hilchus Ishus. The Rambam will hold the klal of Mamin Sheinu Yochol Lichrabai is only when there is a shtar. Why? And this is the Lashon Reb Chaim in Ishus. It's a very big yisoy in many sugyas. Because when you have a shtar, you're holding a schus to get the money in your hand. Not only are you holding a schus that creates a shiba nechasim, but you're holding a raya that the money is yours that he can't get out of. As therefore, when you're holding a shtar, it's ki'ilu, you're holding the money. Lashon Reb Chaim. As the Fi the Rashba, you can learn. Reb Chaim doesn't say it b'das HaRashba. We're barring Reb Chaim in the Rashba's Mahalach. We're saying the Fi Zeh, you could learn that if the Torah moment sheni yochel l'chavoyes mishum heilech, that's only when you have a shtar. It's b'tzirav, it's ki'ilu, you're holding on to it. He can't get out of it. Aber, by ksuba, the halacha is, even when you don't have a shtar, you go even the ksuba. As the Rambam saying, there's a chi of moida b'miksas when there is no ksuba, when there is no shtar. Ad kan the teretz of Reb Chaim. We just put Reb Chaim together with the Mahalach of the Rajba, a little creative, but the Yisoid HaTeretz is in Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim has a whole new Mahalach in the Rambam, different than the Rishonim. He answers the Fishitasa. We're just borrowing that Nekuda of Reb Chaim. Okay, thus is the Mahalach of the Rajba. A little bit dochel, the Mahalach of the Rajba and the Ran. The Rambam says the Ptur is Mishum Helech in Perik Aleph Halacha Gimel. Over here we're talking about Perik Hei. What's the Rambam doing in Perik Hei? The Rambam saying Klolim in Chiyav Shavuos Moedim Mitzvos. He starts the Perik. It has to be on a Midah, Mishkol, something which is Ein Nesuim, there's no Chiyav Shavuos. And then he says there's a Ptur of Mamon Sheinu Yachol Lech Baba. If the Ptur of Mamon Sheinu Yachol Lech Baba is Mishum Helech, why didn't the Rambam use the word Helech? Haray, it's the regular Ptur of Helech that the Rambam said in Perik Aleph Halacha Gimel. Number one, he should have put it in Perik Aleph Halacha Gimel. Like the Magid Mishnah says, the Rambam is Godol B'Sidura Yosa Milimuda. You can learn more from the Seder of the Rambam than sometimes from the words. If it's the Ptur of Helech, he should have brought in Perik Aleph. Why is he bringing it in a new Perik? Void, why is he using different words? As the Rajbo will say, because that's the reason why it's Helech. He should have said it's Helech because it's Mashma, it's not the Ptur of Helech. But that's the Mahalach of the Rajbo. They run a little bit of a heart. In the Rebbeinu Peretz, the Rebbeinu Peretz says another. The Rebbeinu Peretz says that Pshat in the Rambam is that's the Teretz of Misayeya Leishtara. Not the Teretz of Helach, but the Teretz of Misayeya Leishtara. The Rambam is Choylik in Rashi, what's Pshat in Misayeya Leishtara. This Rebbeinu Peretz now, Seifa Sugya, we're chazuing over the Sugya with a new Mahalach. Rashi learns, what is Misayeya Leishtara? The shtar is misayeya the loive. Why? Because the shtar says two, mashma only two and nothing more. As the shtar is misayeya the loive. Sag the Rebbeinu Peretz behelam divrei Rashi. I would have said the shtar is misayeya the malve. What is it misayeya the malve? The malve has a shtar. The two is Einu Yochol Lichvorbay, because he has a shtar. As it's a whole new pshat in Misayeya Leishtara. Nish the star is saying, not more than two. Rashi says a chiddush, when you have a shtar, and it says Lashon Rabim, as the pshat in the shtar is it saying, not more than two. No, there's no shtar, it doesn't say not more than two. He doesn't say, we don't know what he meant. But one thing we know is two for sure. As it's Misayeya, the Malva on the two that he's money, and that is Eina Yochol Lichvor Bay. As Zog the Rabbeinu Peretz, a Gishmak Rambam. As what's the Ptur? Zog the Rabbeinu Peretz, there is no Taina V'din Torah on two. A guy walks in with a shtar on two. You owe him two. As that is not the Din Torah. The two is for sure is. What's the Din Torah on the rest? If the guy just says two, he's a Koifer Bakol. Because the Taina, the Din Torah, is only on the rest. As the Rabbeinu Peretz says, the Klal of Momen She'enu Yochel Lichvar Bay, is a word that being that he's Eina Yachal Lichvar Bay, it's Nish the Din Toira. The Din Toira is on the rest. And he's a Kleifer Hakol. He's not a Moid of a Mixas. Moid is only if Toy does in the Din Toira. But if Toy does not, there's no Din Toira on the Aida, it's Parshat. Even if he's not Maite, I won. It's like I walk in, I have a star, you owe me 5. You're Maite. I say, walk out of Bezdin. I don't need you, I don't. There's no Din Torah here. I got a star. Keep your mouth shut. I can take it from you no matter what. There's nothing to talk about. There's no Din Torah. It's Gandhi. There's no Din Torah. Oh. Yeah. As this is bedoime to what we saw in the Miri that learns the whole din of Halach is the Masalik, the Taina. As the Rabbeinu Peretz learns bedoime lezeh, that's the pshat in Mamin She'enu Yochov Lichvorbo. Now the Miri is saying, the Rabbeinu Peretz is saying, by Mamin She'enu Yochov Lichvorbo, Yizichar Masalik the Din Taira. By Halach, that would be a Mamin. But we see that svara in the Rabbeinu Peretz. Okay. As Lafi said, this is a whole new cloud. It's not the Ptur of Halach, like it's Mavur and the Gemara. It's a new cloud. As the Rambam is Zeya Gishmak, it's a cloud of any Yochel Lechubba. There's no Din Torah. Finished. Fine. No Din Torah. It's not here. Oh. Thus is the Rabbeinu Peretz. As Lafi said, the Rambam is in the Gemara. And the Rambam's just explaining the Gemara, Sayeya Le Shtara. What does it mean? What's the Mile of Shtar? Explains the Rambam, the Mile of Shtar is because Eino Yochol Lichvor Moed. Thus is the Mile of Shtar. Thus is the second Mahalach, the Rabbeinu Peretz. Those are the two Mahalachim of Gdeire Rabbi Seinu Yishon. In the Beis Yosef, says a third. The Beis Yosef says that Pshat in the Rambam is different. Pshat in the Rambam is the Yisoid of the Machayev of Shvua is Moide v'Miksas. Up over here, it's not called a Haidah because it's Mamin She'enoi Yochol Lichvor Ba. As your Haidah is totally irrelevant, it's not Machayev. What kind of Haidah makes Moedah v'Miksas? When your Haidah does something, it's Mechayev you. But over here, it's a Haidah she'ena Mechayeves. Why? Because even if you're not Moedah, you're Chayev anyway. We have the Shtar, we know you're Chayev. He walks in, I have a Shtar, you're Chayev. The guy says, hey, ich bin Moedah. Was is das? Sigonisht. The Haidah is lav klum. We already have the Shtar, we know you're Chayev. Your Haidah is loy maila u maila. Zadik says, the Hezber of the Beis Yosef is because Rashi and Kedushin, the Afsan Lechem and Beis says, what's the Makar? Haidah is Baldin, is Neman, from the Pasik of Ki Huzeh. Where do you see over there Haidah is Baldin, is Neman to be Machayev Mamet? Maybe Haidah is not Neman to be Machayev Mamet. And still there's a Shvu of Moedah v'Miksas. Where does Rashi see in the Pasik of Ki Huzeh, which is talking about Moedah v'Miksas, that you're neman to be mechayev the mamet. Zot the ksais muvach in Rashi. Only mishum the haidah is mechayev mamet. Therefore, it makes a chiyuv shvua. As that's the makar to the Beis Yosef, that the din of moedah b'miksas is the din of you need a haidah mechayev. Frag the Ksais on the Beis Yosef of the Shmaka Shaila. Oz, you're making a new pshat. The Gemara didn't say that pshat. A sarach vir. The Rambam has a new pshat. The Gemara is muchach not that way. What's pshat in the... How can you come up and make a new pshat? The Gemara doesn't answer that. The Gemara is mavur, not like Yisvara. Zog the Ksais. A gishmak of pshat in the Beis Yosef. Zog the ksais, the Beis Yosef will learn that Halach is potter for the same reason. The reason why Halach is potter is, if we remember, the Rambam learns that tzir of Halach is, I walk into Bezdin and I hand you the money. I'm saying, Halach, take the money and I put it into your hand. I don't need the Haidah to be Machayev you. Because I gave it to you right away. Even without my Haidah, you got the money in your hand. So, I gave it to you. Azay bazay, there are two ways to make that the Haidah is Eina Mechayev. One way is shtar, Eina Yochol Lichvor Boy. Way number two is when you don't have a shtar, but you hand the money right away. As this tour of the Beis Yosef is totally in the Machlekes of Heilech Chayev, Heilech Mater. As Eina Chinami, we're going with the tour of Eina Yochol Lichvorboy. I, the Gemara says shtar is Heilech. Zog the Ksois, the Gemara doesn't mean shtar is Heilech. Because Helech is only when you're handing it over. What the Gemara means, the Ptur of Shtar is totally on the Ptur of Helech. Shtar is not Helech. Shtar is Momen Jenu Yochel Lichverba. But the din of Momen Jenu Yochel Lichverba is totally on the din of Helech. It's a whole new cloud. The mile of this Beis Yosef is that it answers what we asked on the Rajba, that if the Rambam just bring down the cloud of Helech, he should have said it. If he says he's not bringing down the klal of Helech, he's bringing the klal of Momen Sheni Yochel Lichvorbo, but that's totally on Helech. And rather, it stems very well. Rashi's girsa in the Gemara is shtar is Helech. As Lefi argues in the Gemara, which is Rashi's girsa in the Gemara, a shtar is Helech. As you wouldn't be able to say this pshat, it says. But if you look at the Rajba is Geiris in the Gemara, Shtar is Kehelech. Not that a Shtar is a Tzir of Helech, but a Shtar is Doima Lehelech. The Fizeh, this is a Machteach to the Pshat of the Ksais. We're not saying that a Shtar is Helech, we're saying that a Shtar is Doima Lehelech. As if there's a Ptur of Helech, there's a Ptur by Shtar, by Momen Sheinu Yochel Lichvorbo. But in Kinim Advarim, you could get a little bit creative and say, even in the Rajba's pshat, that's what the Rajba means too. It doesn't mean that it's Helech Mamish. It means it's Doimel Helech, and it's totally on Helech. And that would answer the Shaila we asked on the Rajba. Okay, as thus is the Mahalach of the Ksais in the Beis Yosef. To answer up the Rambam, that it's a new cloud. Lefi Zeh, the Ksai says, you see the Ptur of Helech is because there is no Haidah. The Etzem Nekuda, the Beis Yosef, that the Ptur of Momen Sheni Yochel Lichvorbo is there's no Haidah, is Mefurish in the Meiri. He's Masha, the Ptur of Eni Yochel Lichvorbo is because there's no Haidah. The Ksais sticks it in the Gemara and he says, when the Gemara says the Ptur is Mishem Helech and he's Momen Sheni Yochel Lichvorbo, as the Fizeh, you see the Ptur of Helech is also a Ptur in the Haidah. We saw in the Tesis Rush in the beginning of this. It comes out, Mamish Seifau Shvuah is Nayitz Bitchilosa. We saw in the beginning of the Shvuah that the Machlekes in Helech is. What's the reason for the Ptur? Is it the Masalik the Din Torah, or it makes that there's no Haidah? As we see, B'dayim Elazan, Amit Beis, Rebbeinu Petzim's Momen Sheni Yochel Lichvorbo is Masalik the Din Torah. And the Beis Yosef and Ksais, B'das HaRambam, Alpi the Miri, learns Momen Sheni Yochel Lichvorbo makes that there's no Haidah. Those are the two stardom we had in the beginning, repeats itself over in the sugya over here. Okay, this is the yanim of the bigger yanim of the sugya, the different mahalchim, the das haRambam.